Good afternoon, Berlin. This is Abby with your Sunday Berlin briefing for March 22nd, 2020. In order to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, on Saturday, the Berlin Senate decided on measures that will further restrict public life in the city. According to these measures, meetings and events with more than 10 people are prohibited. Also, restaurants with table service have to close. However, they may still offer food and beverages for delivery or for collection. The tightened regulations began this morning. According to Mayor Mueller, these further measures are necessary to slow down the spread of the virus. As the Senate Health Administration announced on Saturday evening, 1,025 cases of the novel coronavirus have now been confirmed in Berlin, 157 more than the previous day. Meanwhile, the BVLG is reducing the frequency of U-Bahn traffic. During the day, trains will still run every 10 minutes instead of every 5 minutes, and additional rides will only be available as needed, according to a spokeswoman. On Wednesday, the state-owned company had already thinned out the rhythm of buses and trams to 10-minute intervals. However, the BVLG wants to increase the number of buses, for example, to hospitals and to police stations. Mueller has appealed to Berliners to limit physical contact to an absolute minimum and to keep a minimum distance of 1.5 meters from other people. He also announced that further steps would be discussed between the federal and state governments today. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow a little later than usual so we can get all the information to you as succinctly and completely as possible. The Berlin Senate is relaxing the conditions for emergency care of children during the corona crisis. In the future, instead of both parents, only one parent will have to work in a so-called systemically important profession in order to be able to take advantage of state emergency care. The new regulation is to be formally adopted in the next Senate session. According to the Senate, this amended regulation will apply to the following professional groups: all medical staff, including medical facility cleaning staff, caregivers, police officers, fire department personnel, correctional system employees, disability assistance workers, and retail trade workers in food and drug stores. Care for the exceptional cases is offered within the existing daycare groups. Virologists had advised the Senate to do so in order to avoid new contacts. So far, the emergency care for children in Berlin is not yet functioning adequately. Per Education Senator Sandra Schieris, only about 6% of the children of parents in system-relevant jobs are being cared for. 15% is necessary. In Berlin, schools and daycare centers have been gradually closing down since March 16th, and the regulation will last until at least April 19th. By the end of last year, the Berlin police had accumulated almost 1.9 million hours of overtime. That's an increase of 200,000 within a half year and more than 500,000 since autumn of 2018. This means that on average, every member of the police force has collected 72 extra hours. According to Norbert Sioma, Berlin state head of the police union, or GDP, the police are pushing an ever-increasing iceberg of overtime, and the current figures show the disproportion between staff and work that needs to be done. While Sioma is pleased with the increase in personnel that's been initiated, he thinks that it will only be felt in the years to come, because people have to be trained first. In addition, it's not yet possible to say whether and in what form the currently necessary closure of the Police Academy and the University of Economics and Law will delay training and studies. The impact of the current coronavirus crisis can also not be foreseen at the moment. Sioma demands to, quote, seriously discuss what tasks the police should perform in the city, but above all, what they can do with the available personnel without our colleagues continuing to burn out and fall ill. Since March 14th, the Berlin police have been on the move throughout the city to enforce the Senate's regulations under the Infection Protection Act. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy, and if you can, stay home, Berlin.